Wisconsin, no matter where you're listening across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app, thank you for tuning in during your lunch hour. As always, you can join the conversation, 844-967-2789. And for the next half hour, we have a guest, a friend of mine, who we were just talking that I have interviewed you before, but it was when I was covering for the Devil's Advocates before this show even started. But I'm so happy to have Allison Chavez-Stewart, who is the Bilingual Director of Community Relations at Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin, join us today. She's been there for 2 years and is developing a new department and team who are working on implementing the agency's new community-centric model across the state. And so it's going to be bringing resources to people in each community where Planned Parenthood still has health centers, and creating an experience called My Planned Parenthood. So love to talk to you more about that. Welcome to the show, Allison.
Thanks so much. It's great to see you. I don't think I've seen you in person since the day of the Dobbs decision.
I think I came over. There was a protest over at Red Arrow in Milwaukee, and you were doing your bilingual translation, and you're giving a rousing speech. And I think I actually tweeted out, because you're like, not only are we not closing down, we're hiring at Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
And so yeah, that's been since June that I've the last time we really spoke or saw each other.
Yeah. And we are still hiring. I was just actually looking at our job posting. So for everyone listening out there, if you want to be a part of this amazing work and mission, join us. There's like so many opportunities right now because we're growing a lot.
Let's get to the growing in a second, because I first want to just make sure that we cover what this new model is that you guys are implementing across the state.
Yeah. So thank you for the introduction. I have been at Planned Parenthood just about 2 years and a week or something, or 2 weeks. It's been an amazing journey. I am running a new department, the Department of Community Relations, but we're trying to implement a new business model called Community Centric. And I don't think that the work itself is new for Planned Parenthood at all. We were created out of a need that came directly from communities, and all the work that we do is so connected to people in our communities who have great needs. And you know, the work that our education team does, our public affairs team, they are embedded in communities already. What we're trying to do is really connect, though, all of those internal departments that exist at Planned Parenthood more with our health centers, because I think we're all kind of focused, as anyone who works in a nonprofit knows, you kind of get in your little mode of your department and you're focused on that important work, and there's always more work than people. And we tend to forget about including each other. So we're trying to connect these things a little more intentionally to our health centers so that they know, oh, hey, you're going to be at that farmer's market. You just did a workshop at that school. You are canvassing in the neighborhood for the upcoming election. We want our health centers to feel connected to the work that we're doing in the community so that they can direct their patients to the other resources and help that we have. And also, we're building relationships out in the community with partner organizations that can better serve our patients, because when our patients come to us, they trust us. They, maybe a lot of them haven't been to any healthcare provider in months, years, who knows. And they come to us, they trust us, and they're telling us, yeah, I'm here for this appointment, but I also have all these other needs and we can't do everything, but we have amazing partnerships with people all over the state who can help them with, you know, food security, warm clothes for the winter, immigration help, you know, whatever their needs are. We're trying to connect with partners. So it's not new work, but we're just formalizing it and really trying to build out the teams and try to have a greater impact in each community where we have a health center right now. And then after that, all the places in Wisconsin where, unfortunately, we don't have brick-and-mortar health centers.
How many brick-and-mortar Planned Parenthood health centers are there across Wisconsin?
There are 22. Okay. And then we have a new thing happening called Launchpad, which is just like a telehealth site that might be housed in another community organization. So we have two of those right now, one in Beloit at the community action site, and one in Sparta that's just opening in their Cooley Cap. I think it's the Cooley Cap organization. So those are like telehealth sites where someone can either access telehealth from their car in the parking lot because we have internet working there, or they can come in and actually make an appointment and do it right there.
So
we're trying to expand that.
Yeah. And I think this is a good time as a reminder is, so people, I think probably unless you've been living on a rock, know that as of right now, abortion is not legal in Wisconsin. And yet 22 plus two telehealth centers that are owned by Planned Parenthood are still functioning because there is so many other health services that Planned Parenthood provides, even when abortion is not one of them, which is the case in Wisconsin. And so just as a reminder for folks who sometimes only associate that one piece of health care to Planned Parenthood, what are some of the other services that Planned Parenthood provides, why your patients would still be so reliant on the services that are provided?
Yes, good point. I do want to say too that I think one thing that is really interesting that I've been noticing, like I said, I've only been here 2 years. When I grew up, when I was a teen in the 90s, I knew that Planned Parenthood existed. I knew I could go there. I had health insurance. I was lucky. I had a great relationship with my parents. I did not talk to them about my sexual and reproductive health. So I knew that I could just, on my own time, go to Planned Parenthood, and I did. And what we're kind of finding right now in the communities is that a lot of people don't know we're still here and we're still open. I think, unfortunately, people who don't support us have had sometimes a louder voice in the discussion. And so people might think that, oh, because abortion access isn't happening right now in Wisconsin, that we're just closed down. But we did not close any health centers. We didn't lay anyone off. And we are open now for family planning, as we always have been, at these health centers. And we converted our centers that were providing abortion into family planning centers. So people actually have two additional places they can come see us. They can come to see us for, finding out what the best method of birth control is, for pregnancy tests, for counseling about that. Maybe they have a lot of questions about, oh my God, I just found out I'm pregnant. I don't know yet what I want to do. We will listen to them and help them figure out whatever option they want to go with. That's also another misconception that, if you want to continue your pregnancy, please come to us. We'll help you figure out to get the resources that you need. HIV testing, STI testing, breast and cervical cancer screenings. In 2020, we started doing gender-affirming hormone therapy, the HPV vaccine. So we see men, we see people of all genders. We're a safe place for people to come and be seen for lots of things. And we have such an awesome education department that we can direct people to. We are doing workshops in community organizations and schools, trying to just educate people about their sexual and reproductive health and make sure that they really have all the accurate information they need to be able to lead their life the way they want to lead it.
Allison, I think that's so important that people understand that men can use Planned Parenthood for things. I think that that's something that's continually not even within a transom of thought.
Yeah, a lot of people just think of us as women's healthcare, and certainly we are, the experts in that field, and have been around for over 100 years providing healthcare. And it did start out just for women, but we do provide services to men. I was just actually on a trip with some of my colleagues from our health promoter program, the Promotores de Salud. We were in Green Bay for a couple days recruiting for new health promoters. And, we kind of take condoms everywhere we go, but you don't always want to lead with that. So we were handing out some free COVID tests and talking to people about the program. But, when we were talking to men, we're like, hey, do you want some condoms? And, people sometimes are like, really? They are a little shy, and then they take a few and they're like, can I, I'll just take some for some friends. It's like, grab a handful, please. But yes, we're a safe place and great place for men to come and also take charge of their sexual and reproductive health.
We're talking to Allison Chavez Stewart, who is the bilingual director of community relations. It's Friday. Community relations at Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin about the new community-centric model that they're implementing across all of the health clinics, Planned Parenthood health clinics in Wisconsin. And so I guess to pivot a little bit more to the ongoing situation, the 1849 criminal ban that is leaving people who are pregnant with a lack of options, whether it's a planned pregnancy that they want or one that they don't want. So what, I guess, really, like we said, since the last time you and I saw each other was the day that Dobbs came out and Roe was overturned. And so what have some of the cases been like, as far as I know? You know, I think every once in a while, sometimes in Wisconsin, sometimes in one of the other states that has a ban right now, we hear very extreme cases of women who have a pregnancy that is either not viable or a miscarriage, and there's huge health implications. But I think beyond some of the more extreme cases, what has been the experience of these last, I mean, I guess it's approaching 6 months now, as far as still providing care for someone who comes in and is wondering what their options are in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think that's an important point. Of course, a lot of the narrative about abortion care is driven by really extreme cases, and those are horrible, and people need to be able to access care. And, you know, in the case of ectopic pregnancies or, you know, fetal anomalies, you know, these cases are awful and horrific. But whatever reason someone seeks abortion care is valid. And some of those reasons aren't the quote unquote extreme cases. Some people don't know what's happening in the state because their lives are busy. And, you know, a lot of people do come to Planned Parenthood when something happens and there's an emergency, and they just might not be, you know, those of us that are embedded in the news and reading every single article we can every single day, you know, that not everyone can do that. Not everyone has that luxury of doing that or that interest. Their lives are busy. So, you know, when people find out that they're pregnant and they don't want to continue with that, hopefully they're calling us to try to find out what to do. And some people are like, what do you mean I can't access healthcare in my own community? This is not acceptable. It's not sustainable for people, regardless of their situation. But what we're doing is trying to help people figure out where the nearest, most appropriate appointment is. So we have added pregnancy assessment and ultrasound dating appointments that are free for people to come if they can to Madison or Milwaukee or Sheboygan. They can do these appointments as well to find out how far along they are exactly, so that when we help them book an appointment, it's the right one, so that they're not showing up, for example, trying to get a medication abortion, but they're too far along for that procedure. So we want to help them. So we have patient navigators who are helping people figure that out. If people feel like they can handle booking the appointment on their own, they really know how far along they are, they can go to Abortion Finder and, you know, find their own appointment and do it on their own. But some people are so overwhelmed, understandably, with the disruption in their life that this situation presents, that they need help. And so our navigators help them figure out where to go. Do they need financial help for the procedure? Do they need transportation help? That might be in the form of a bus ticket or a gas card. Do they need a hotel? Do they want to go to Illinois, which is our closest option? Or do they want to go to Colorado because they have a family member there? So we're just trying to help them figure out where they're at, what they need, and then hopefully they come back and see us when they get back so that we can help them with their care and help them move forward with their lives. And, you know, just it's just ridiculous that people can't just, you know, I mean, it's hard enough. Some people had to drive, a couple hours to Madison or Milwaukee, but to actually have to leave the state, yeah. I mean, it's wild.
It's not good. It's not good. Nope. All right. Well, we're going to keep you through the break. Our guest this half hour is Allison Chavez Stewart, who is the bilingual director of community relationships at Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are talking to Allison Chavez Stewart, who is the Bilingual Director of Community Relations at Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin. And we're talking about the new community-centric model that is getting implemented across the state. And so we touched on it a little bit in the last segment, but as far as some of the more tangible like partnerships of, I think for anyone who knows more about health, that you can't always, a lot of these issues are not just standalone health things, and there's sometimes access to, it's interwoven with wealth access or monetary access and good food and stuff like that. So is that kind of the partnerships that is part of this community-centric model?
Yeah, absolutely. What we're trying to do is really identify what are some of the major needs of each community where we have health centers. And my staff and the staff of our all of our community-facing teams, so education, public affairs, our development staff too, you know, are out in the communities trying to understand what the most high-level needs are for people. And my staff are building those partnerships in communities. So in La Crosse, my colleague Carol Lee is, for example, sits on the selection committee for Habitat for Humanity. So when they're, you know, seeking families who need housing, she's right in there and understands, like, really right there on the ground level what communities are facing. My colleague Scarlett, who just started in May, is working in Racine and Kenosha and is also on the board of the LGBT Center of Southeast Wisconsin. So she's really connected to those issues and is, you know, because she's new, is out at every community event that she can possibly be at in Racine and Kenosha so that people start to see us and realize, like, oh, hey, they're here. And she might be at a health and wellness fair. She might be at Juneteenth. My colleague Tara in Milwaukee is doing some really amazing things in the community around our Northwest Health Center. So on the north side of Milwaukee, she hosted our first back to school bash in September. And we had a full day of community activities for families to come and get a backpack filled with school supplies for their kids for school, because we know that families can't afford some of those things right now, especially. And so we had food. We had other health agencies there to provide information about COVID testing, and Familia Dental was there. So for people to see, like, okay, these agencies are in my neighborhood. This health center is helping my kids with school supplies. We were doing a lot of raffles and we had games, and the Bucks donated some stuff to us. So, you know, we're just trying to remind people that, you know, health isn't just for us. Health isn't just about your sexual and reproductive health, but all these things are connected. And as we try to move to more of a reproductive justice model, you know, what that really means is that you decide when and if you want to have a family, and that family, whether it's you on your own or an extended group of lots of kids and family, you deserve to grow up and live in a community that's safe and sustainable and healthy. And that extends out really to everything, to schools, to drinking water, to the environment, et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely. And so it's in kind of speaking in that, as far as the resources available. And so for someone who was interested in getting pregnant, is that something that Planned Parenthood could help out with, especially if you are on the geriatric side of pregnancy?
Don't you love that term? I've been on my own journey, and it's been very interesting to be in your own life and then come and work at Planned Parenthood and sort of just start to, you know, my eyes have really been open to the unfortunate ways that women in the healthcare system have been treated, and really anyone who's not a white male has been treated for the healthcare system. But using the term geriatric is one of those things that's very frustrating. But yeah, I mean, I think you could come to Planned Parenthood and talk to one of our providers about where you're at, what you need. You know, that might involve getting off birth control and really seeing what your options are. You may, you know, have to be referred to a specialist, but we can also help with, you know, referrals. But yes, definitely coming to Planned Parenthood to create your plan is part of the deal and in the name.
Allison, is it realistic to assume that the next step will be for opponents of reproductive choice to go after birth control and IVF and things like that?
I mean, I hope not, but they did definitely, they have, those things were mentioned in the decision and have been started to be bandied about in discussions and different laws here and there. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it is horrifying to think that, like, the ultimate goal of the right is to not only create a national abortion ban, but to outlaw birth control. That's ridiculous. So does that extend to condoms? Does that, you know, what are we talking about here? And when we talk to our talk internally and to our partners, you know, part of the problem with the law that is on the books is that it was created at a time way before any of the technology that we're using today. They didn't have ultrasounds. Doctors weren't creating these laws, and doctors aren't writing these laws now. So that's a problem. I don't know what's going to happen, but we do have to keep this in the forefront of people's minds that, you know, unfortunately, these issues don't just, you know, when people say, like, that's not my issue, like, nobody is going around in their life thinking about, like, when am I going to have an abortion? But it is something you need to be aware of, because someone you know, you or someone you care about or someone you love will have an abortion. And so you need to understand what's at stake. Unfortunately, we've heard a lot of stories about from doctors locally and across the country that, you know, people who are planning pregnancies or trying to plan pregnancies or getting pregnant, you know, these appointments that they're going to now aren't as joyful as they once were, because they have to be totally aware of the laws in their state and what will happen if something goes wrong with their wanted pregnancy. Can they even get care in their state, or do they have to go elsewhere? You know, we're really trying to make sure that doctors locally understand what they can and can't do. And our staff has been so awesome in helping to provide information to doctors across the state. But, you know, this is not how we should be approaching healthcare. People should be able to lead their lives how they want, get pregnant or not, and be able to go to their healthcare provider and have, you know, a conversation and get the care they need.
Absolutely. Well, with the 1 minute that we have left before we have to let you go, what resources would you like to direct people to?
As far as everything that we do, you can find it all on our website at ppwi.org. That'll help you make an appointment on telehealth, or to go in to one of our spaces. You can find out more information about abortion access if that's what you're looking for. If you want to volunteer, if you want to donate, all the ways that you can get involved with us, it's all there on the website. You can look at ppawi.org if you want to be part of our on the ground effort to work on elections and many other things. Join us.
All right.
If you want to work for us, I'm going to keep plugging
they're growing.
That.
They are growing. Allison Chavez Stewart is the Bilingual Director of Community Relations at Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin. Thank you so much for joining us today. Hopefully I will see you in person soon.
Yes, great to talk to you. Thank you.
All right, that'll wrap up the lunch hour.